welcome my trivia subjects to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany, and I have only one question for you. What are you doing in my swamp? That's right, it's Shrek trivia time. And guys, I am joined this episode by two very beautiful ogres. Lila, you are here again. Thanks for joining us again, Lila. How old are you, Lila?
11.
You are 11. Have you watched the Shrek series?
Yes.
All of the movies?
Yes.
Perfect. We have questions from almost all of the Shreks. What are there, like three now? Four? Halloween special? Christmas special? Shrek's a whole thing. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
And then you are going to be playing your mother today. Meredith, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm 41.
This is a mother-daughter episode, which I love. All right, guys, here's how the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast works. Every week, we tackle a new type of trivia. This week, we are going all in on Shrek. And every single question and correct answer going forward is going to be worth 1 point. So once I finish a question completely, all you in-car players are going to get a chance to answer before the in-house contestants buzz in and try to get the point for the correct answer. Contestants will work your way through two rounds of trivia until we crown the final winner. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's get started with round one. Again, these questions are each worth 1 point for every correct answer. All right, question number one. Let's just ease into it. Where does Shrek live? Lila.
The swamp.
He lives in the swamp. That is correct. All right, question number two. What is Princess Fiona being guarded by? Lila.
A dragon.
That's correct. A fire-breathing dragon, as all princesses are. All right. Question number three. What is the name of Lord Farquaad's city? Meredith.
Farquaadville.
No, it's weird he didn't go with that one because it does roll off the tongue. It's Duloc, which is a little bit easier to say. Question number four. A witch's curse causes Princess Fiona to do what every night? As soon as that sun sets, what's going on with Fiona? Meredith.
She turns into an ogre.
She does. She turns into an ogre. Unbeknownst to Shrek, she's just like him. Question number five. What is the only thing that can save Fiona from her curse? Lila.
True love's kiss.
True love's kiss. Oh, it's always the answer to everything, isn't it? Okay, question number six. What is Donkey's favorite breakfast? Spoiler alert, it's mine too. Lila.
Cake?
It's not, but I would definitely eat cake for breakfast. Meredith, you have a guess?
Pancakes?
Ooh, close. It's waffles. He's a waffle guy. Samesies. Love the waffles. Okay, question number seven. In Shrek 2, where do Fiona's parents live? Do you remember the name of their kingdom?
No.
All right, guys. They are from the kingdom of Far, Far Away. Far, far away. Okay, question number eight. According to Fiona, what is Donkey? What does she call him? Meredith.
A noble steed.
A noble steed. That is correct. He is very noble steedly, isn't he? Okay, question number nine. Who is the surprising villain that emerges in Shrek 2? don't expect it. Usually think they're a good guy. Meredith.
Prince Charming?
He is, but he is a villain under whom? The answer is his mother, the fairy godmother.
Wow.
I always thought she was like, you know, giving gifts and being awesome, and it turns out she's actually calculated and evil. Who knew? Okay, question number 10. While living in the swamp, what do ogres bathe in? Lila.
Mud.
That's right, a good mud bath. Who doesn't love one? All right, guys, good job. You got through round number one. Before we go on to round number two, we're going to take a real quick break and hear from our sponsors. Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient because they get it. Life right now is so busy. Now you can get help on your own time at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, and you can even like chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, family, anger. Hey, even if you just want to talk, so much stuff. Anything you share is confidential. And if you are not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. It's as easy as pressing a button. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health again. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round number two. Again, this round is similar to round number one. Each correct answer is going to be worth 1 point. Let's see who's going to come out victorious. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, question number one. What does the gingerbread man say when Lord Farquaad asks him where the rest of the fairy tale creatures are? He says, "Eat me." Kids, what you should not be saying to your parents when they ask you a question. If they say, "Clean your room," your response is never, "Hey, mom, eat me." No, don't say that. Question number two, according to Shrek, why are ogres like onions? Lila.
They have layers.
They have layers. That is correct. Question number three. Whom does the dragon fall in love with? Lila.
Donkey.
Donkey. That is right. Okay. Question number four. Where does the Muffin Man live? Meredith.
Drury Lane.
That's right. Drury Lane. Have you seen the Muffin Man?
No, but he lives on Drury Lane.
Got it, got it.
Yes, I question know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man? Yes. Question number five. Princess Fiona's father is also cursed. What animal did a witch turn him into? Lila.
A rat?
Not a rat. He turns into a frog. I could be married to a lot of things, guys, especially for a crown, but I don't know if I could be married to a frog. I'm just going to tell you that. Question number six. In Shrek the Third, what does Snow White gift Princess Fiona at her baby shower? Meredith.
An apple?
No. It's actually a dwarf.
Oh.
He's 7 to hand out, so he just shows up and says, "Where is the baby?" there to take care of the baby. All right, question number 7. How does Puss in Boots overpower his enemies? Meredith.
By playing a fiddle?
Nope, not by playing a fiddle. Lila.
He uses cute face?
Yes, his cute little kitty face with the big eyes. How can you say no to that? Okay, question number 8. What is the name of the giant gingerbread man? Any guesses? His name is Mongo, actually. Which is typical for gingerbread men. It's a common gingerbread man name. Okay, question number 9. What magical item does Lord Farquaad have in his bedroom? Lila.
The magic mirror?
That's right. It is the magic mirror, constantly telling him who is the fairest of them all. Okay, final question. At Shrek and Fiona's wedding, who catches the bouquet? Meredith.
Donkey.
Not the donkey, because he's a boy. But Lila.
The dragon.
The dragon. Dragon catches that bouquet. I see wedding bells and many donkey dragon babies in store for them. All right, let's go ahead and tally the score and see who won this round of trivia. All right, a score of 9-3. Lila, you beat your mom. Congratulations, you came out the winner. Awesome job today, ladies. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us today. Make sure you tune in next week for a brand new Family Road Trip Trivia podcast. Until then, check out our Facebook page. You can also subscribe to the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast, however you get your podcast, as well as leaving us a 5-star review. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. You can find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. Have a great day, ogres.